Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 23 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How are things going?
Well, things are good. We didn't have a storm last night. Although we have a crib. I live on the farm, and I don't have a garage, so we put the vehicles in a crib because
yes.
They kept saying that hail word. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't want that.
You know, it went south of us. It went north of us.
I know
we had really very little. We had no measurable rain at all here.
And it was just north of here by Lewis.
Well, yeah, Cass County.
Yes, and I thought, wow.
Funnel clouds, tornado warning for a period of time. And
I don't know. We must have a special blessing or something down here. What
know.
Do you think?
I've always said it's God's country.
It
down
is
here.
God's. That's so, right. That's exactly right.
But we were fortunate in that. So, supervisors meeting this morning. All supervisors present.
All supervisors are present.
All the routine preliminary items approved.
All of that was approved.
Audience comments.
Jan Norris spoke. There were just up in South Dakota. There were some updates up there with their legislature on all this carbon pipeline. So she just gave us. There's a couple new things. So that's She shared that.
So an update from that was their Public Utilities Commission that had the update from South Dakota, from Jan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else from public comment?
Nobody else. No. Nope.
Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates.
Okay. Bryant Amos, attended the Conservation Board meeting. Mike Olson did not have any meetings this week. Mark Peterson attended the Waubonsie Mental Health Board meeting. And then Alex Burton, he serves the supervisors on the safety committee at the county, and Morgan Llewellyn is the one that's the head of that. And so there was a IMWCA conference, which is a safety conference. So he went up for one day of that to see what he could learn. So he attended that. And I did not have anything this week. So that's all the supervisor updates.
Okay. The secondary roads update from Engineer Karen Albert.
Okay, so they hauled rock to Stanton area and spotted rock in the Stanton area. They've been cold patching old 34 east of Highway 71 and servicing some pickups. They started working four 10-hour days, motor graders, truck drivers, road supervisors, and roadside department. Monday through Thursday, the four 10-hour days will continue until Labor Day. They do that every year. And the engineer's office will still be open Monday through Friday, so just everybody knows.
Okay.
Always working on the 5-year construction plan and planning. And the biggest thing is tonight, the planning and zoning. We'll have a public hearing tonight, Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 at the engineer's office regarding the wind ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
And nothing else from secondary roads?
That was it.
IT update. What did you have there?
Okay. So the beginning of April, our server went down. We had some issues with it. They don't really know what caused it. Bo is our contracted person that works with us there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if it was an internet outage or whatever, but they're reviewing the structure on how everything works so that it'll work together better, and then work with solutions better, and they'll instead of everything on one platform, they'll lay it out differently so that when one thing gets hit, that everything doesn't go out.
Okay.
So
all right.
IT is not really really an easy thing for me to explain, but yeah.
So that server though is going to be it's still the server's okay. You don't have to replace the server.
You know, it's kind of, it always reminds me of like when you're watching TV or something and watching, like, say, a football game, and all of a sudden it goes black. It's like, oh, somebody pulled the plug. You know, they got to plug it back in. So they don't really know exactly. Many things could cause that to happen. But I think they're working on a solution so that it doesn't happen again.
Okay. Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, with me this morning. New business.
The
set a date for the county fiscal year 25 budget amendment.
Yes, we'll have a budget amendment. We do every year. I don't know exactly what they are right now, but we'll know. But that's going to be May 27th at 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Treasurer's semi-annual report ending funding balance of $20,700,383.29 for March 31 of 2025.
That was approved.
Agenda items for the next meeting.
We have monthly reports next meeting, and then we're going to discuss. She wanted to put on opiate funds for next week or for next week too. There's some things she wants to discuss with us on that. So,
all right. Anything else?
That's all I have.
The wind ordinance meeting, just to remind people one more time, is this evening at the engineer's office, Secondary Roads. Yep. So if
It's not a big place, but so you know, just know that you're going to be close to people if you come.
All right. Very good. Anything else we need to cover?
That's all I have right now.
About how long was the meeting? Pretty short, wasn't it?
It was. She talked a lot more on the IT update than I did right here. So it lasts about a half hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Charlotte Schmidt, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, with me. Make it a great day. Thanks for stopping by, Charla. The current time is 10:29.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI KOAK. It's time to take a look at your Country Sunshine listening area forecast at this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance. Red Oak, Shannon.